routine. I am going to read something I've been working on writing that came to me. So much of who we are and who we try to be is based on what our parents want for us and who they are. Innately, human offspring strive to satisfy their creator despite their own inclination, or irritation in doing so. Belonging and approval are so deeply rooted as need that they set the gravitational path for any child. For example, if my mother or father were well-to-do and put me through upper-level school, higher education, I might very well be a doctor, a surgeon perhaps even. My skills would be put forth towards the highest purpose in society. However, my mother, ruled by passions and fantasy, grew up without money and at risk. I therefore was too. She placed me in areas that she thought would help me, dancing and theater, but that was her own perspective. The arts, while integral to upper society, are not necessarily respected, not as equals in class. My mother did not fully understand that success is only attainable if one adheres to those class systems. Thus, I am forever doomed at 26. Years of age. I will pursue the training I received growing up, only to my continued ruin. My attention to detail and skills of dexterity wasted on attainment of a higher art that has no standardization method of grading. The only mechanism that human beings can interrelate to each other with when time together shared is absent, i.e., when no direct relationship is present. I don't think my mother will ever understand the damage she has set for my life, as she was operating under a pretense of doing good. But that, of course, was within the limited perspective of her flawed existence and her predecessors. I do pity her for not being privileged or capable of taking the broadest, most unbiased view of modern society, and in turn, I pity myself. Of course, I could pursue a doctorate even now. The psychological damage and deformity of my social identity and personal identity, perceived identity, cannot be rectified at this stage of my development. All humans have passions and the ability to express them. Wasting a life on the exploration of employment within those expressions is a dangerous and wasteful method of life. I, not being born with wealth or status, do not have the luxury to play with my life, and it is highly unfortunate that my mother did not fully grasp that at my birth. If I were to now set out towards a doctorate, those gravely important integral to advancement developmental age networks would be lacking from my foundation. I would never be accepted or able to advance, not to mention forever financially burdened with loans from school. All these facts harboring against my progression in the field would leave me inherently unfulfilled. Scouring in the arena of nonprofit work, grant writing, and grasping for barrel-scraping handouts, all low-level employment for members of the field, and again, not in line with my talent level. All this upper-level thinking and analysis of my situation has come through autodidacticism, and by that token, a tremendous demonstration of my sensitivity to environment. I credit this most recent accumulation, rather interpretation, of my long-standing data collection to be based upon my long stint of unemployment, and hence time spent alone and with my own thoughts solely controlled, i.e. a controlled experiment. I have always sought to treat life as a science. However, I have always had too many variables to collect conclusive data. That's as far as I have got at this point.